Wake Up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Jishnu's there.
Jishnu Ram.
All right.
Jishnu Ram, yeah.
Jishnu Ram.
What are you two up to?
Engineer.
Well, you got that look about you.
Well, myself and Jish went to the bathroom together.
Yeah, that was weird.
Now, I went in first.
I don't need the details.
No, you do need the details.
Oh.
Now, there are five urinals in there,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Now, I went to urinal number one.
Are these, now, like, behind door cubicles, or are these just in a row?
Well, in a row where you stand. Now, there's certain etiquette in men's toilets that is never talked about.
See, I can deal with that, going to Lou with a work colleague. Just be like,
no,
oh,
it's fine.
Is it?
I was thinking,
is it Jish?
What will Jish do? Because there's five, yeah, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
So I went into number one. Now, there are two possible places in a man's head where Jish could have gone. They are...
Four and five.
Jish?
Because I need concentration.
It's not that. It's not
wrong
that.
With you people.
So which one did you go into, Jish?
I was on four.
Number four.
Yeah.
Appropriate.
Yeah. So well done. Now let's play a little game.
Okay.
Let's say that we went to the bathroom,
mm-hmm,
and there was somebody in number three.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gone to number one.
Mm-hmm.
Where would Jish have gone?
Should be five.
Five. Where would you have gone, Jish?
Five.
Yeah, of course.
The same thing applies to machines at the gym. Always leave a space in between.
Always leave a space.
Don't you come next to me if there's spare machines.
Okay, so Jish, if you are the only one in there,
uh-huh,
right? So you're just going in, you're the only one in there, but there's people behind you,
mm-hmm,
and there's five free urinals,
mm-hmm,
which one do you go to?
One.
Number one.
This is a fun game.
Let's say you go in there and there are people at 1, 2, 3, and 4. Which one do you use?
I don't have any other option. I will go to 5.
No, you don't.
Oh.
You use a cubicle. That's what you do. That's exactly what you do, man.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Would you say that you're a good persuader? Can you persuade people to do stuff?
I can be.
Here are some legitimate jobs if you're good at persuading people, but they're not that flashy. This is from careerbuilder.com.
Right.
Don't worry about whether you're qualified for them or not. If you are really that persuasive, shouldn't you be able to talk your way in?
Well, exactly.
Top 10 jobs are business operations manager, IT manager.
Oof.
Company financial manager, sales rep manager, obviously, a personal financial advisor, construction manager, sales rep, medical and health services manager, admin services manager, and marketing manager.
I don't want to do any of them.
They all sound so dry, don't they?
Don't they?
What about con artist?
Yeah.
Or hypnotist?
Nice.
Or cult leader? See where I'm going?
Robin Banks and George Ryland. On High FM.
Did you read this about yoga pants?
I did, yes.
Causing sea pollution.
My activewear.
So garments made from synthetic materials shed these microscopic plastic fibres, which when laundered, then flush the microfibres into natural waterways, eventually reaching the sea.
Mm.
But I think we can all agree that a few dead fish is a small price to pay to be able to make my derriere look amazing, baby.
Do you even know what yoga is, Robin?
Walking through the frozen island. Every time I turn around, two girlfriends share and fro, yo, their pants look the same. Sweaty hot babes sipping smoothies as they cool down, but their tight matching pants are driving me insane. It makes me feel like stare at those buns and those thighs. I could stare at you for hours if given the chance. Hypnotized by booty powers, you've got me in a trance. How about some downward dog, honey, with or without a yoga mat? I love that you're gluten-free, and I love your yoga pants. I bet you're really flexible, and I love your yoga pants.
What's that noise?
What's what noise?
Did you not hear that squeaky noise?
No.
Is that like a duck or a baby?
Yeah, are you hearing things?
Yes. Yes.
What?
You know you're doing it. What is it?
It's me.
You're making that yourself?
Wah.
How?
I've been doing this since I was five.
Wah. Sound like Donald Duck. Wah.
Wah. No, you can't do it.
No, I can't do it.
Wah. Like that?
Yeah.
It's cool, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
quite cool. Good morning. Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
And this is just getting weirder and weirder, because last week I had some audio of Obama actually admitting to wiretapping Trump Tower.
I haven't heard this.
Right, I'm going to play this for you.
I need to listen.
This is exclusive.
Are you asking, did I wiretap Donald Trump? Of course, I did it. I did it throughout the election process, and I did it again before leaving the White House.
Yeah, sure.
And then I showed Michelle how to wiretap phone calls.
Right?
Yes, we can.
It's an admission.
Completely. And now, I mean, how does this work? Now, President Trump says he didn't mean to say President Obama wiretapped him the four times he specifically tweeted that Obama wiretapped him. I really don't care whether he's lying or not. What disturbed me more is the way he spelled tap. Did you see that with two P's? Now, I have some exclusive audio from President Trump. Listen to this.
I cannot believe that I still have to explain this, but when I say wiretapping, I'm always using quote fingers, and I love doing this. There's so much fun to do. And wiretapping is a general term that I use.
There you go.
It means everything from phone listening devices to what my security guys found about a week ago. One of those Guatemalan women on our housekeeping crew, at least I think she was a woman, God only knows, but they were sure she had a surveillance device clearly hidden beneath her apron. These guys are top-notch. They noticed it beeping, removed it, and threw it off of the balcony. And I'm going to tell you something. It was very, very suspicious looking. And I'm still not convinced it was a dialysis machine.
Oh, wow.
It just gets weirder and weirder.
Caught up in your show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
What's up?
You all right? I just got a message from my housemate.
Yeah.
I've hardly slept. I was very tired this morning. So yeah. I sent her a message because she was up when I left. Just say we need to stop this madness. We need very well-paid jobs that we work 2 to 4pm roughly, Monday to Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
But she's just said this back. Yeah, that sounds amazing. Except I can only do Monday to Wednesday, and I can only work 11 to 12, and there's more requirements as well, but I haven't read them yet.
That's like Jish's working hours, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jish does nothing.
That's a good one.
Have you read this story about the Ghanaian football player who was doing an interview?
No.
His name is Mohamed Anas, and they were interviewing him because he won the Man of the Match award.
Right.
So he got a bit... Well, he didn't get carried away, but he said something.
What did he say?
Which got him...
Is he in trouble now?
I would think he's in trouble. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Right, this is it here.
And I appreciate my friends also. My wife and my girlfriend.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Let me play that again.
And I appreciate my friends also. My wife and my girlfriend.
Dude.
So he thanks his wife and his girlfriend, and then he quickly backtracks.
The only person he left out was his side chick.
My wife and my girlfriend. Yeah, I mean my wife. Yeah, sorry to say.
I mean my wife. Yeah. And then he goes on to say,
I'm so sorry, my wife. Listen, I love you so much. I love you so much from my heart.
I love you so much. I love you so much.
Sleeping on the sofa.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Morning.
Morning. Tanner's here as well.
Hello.
I have a confession.
Okay.
And I feel a bit bad about it.
To make to me?
Yeah, to you.
What have you done?
You know the way when I have my lunch?
Yeah. Have you?
I did.
Robin!
I did yesterday.
You didn't even tell me you had it!
No.
So, I'm in shock. I usually, when he opens his lunchbox, I usually like peer over to see if he's got his beef jerky.
Beef jerky, I love it.
Right.
And he usually shares it with me.
I do, I go.
But apparently, no more.
Well, yesterday I was really hungry and I really had cravings for my beef jerky and I wanted it all. So I put it in my pocket right? And Bells was there. And she was, and she gave me that look like, have you got beef jerky? And I didn't say anything.
Have you got the goods?
And I put it in my pocket and I came in here. I came into the studio and I ate it. And I put the wrapper in the bin here. God. So all the evidence of my beef jerky had gone and I went back into the office.
Well, I know where our friendship lies.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, you the...
It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
We'll just wait for George Bells. What's she doing?
Texting.
She's texting.
Yeah, she's so cool, look.
I would have been embarrassed.
What's happening? I don't like it when this music comes on. Something bad's going to happen.
This
to me
is a video that I came across last night.
Okay.
And I immediately thought of George because this is... I mean, it's a person.
Is it Channing Tatum? Is he okay?
No.
Is he okay?
It's not Channing Tatum.
Is he okay, Channing Tatum?
I don't know. I don't check out Channing Tatum.
Right. I'll look into that.
But when I saw this video, this is a person that you talk about quite a lot.
Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Ooh.
No. Okay. But something bad has happened to this person.
Stan from Bastille okay?
No. Right, well, here's a little clue.
Is Elmo all right?
Ah. I'm just going
to... Is Elmo okay?
Right, I need you to watch this video. Just turn the screen around there, and I'm going to turn George's mic right up.
I mean, he looks all right there.
Yeah, he looks all right. I haven't started yet.
Okay.
So this is a video because of funding to PBS, the people that make Sesame Street.
Yeah.
They did this video. I just want you to watch this.
Hey, what's going on?
Elmo comes in, sits down.
In, Elmo. We have something very important to discuss.
Elmo happy to help. Elmo loves to help.
Oh,
Elmo, it does me no great joy to inform you that due to recent cuts in government funding to PBS, you are no longer employed by Sesame Street Workshop.
Huh?
So what? Watch George's face.
You're
watch
being
George's
laid
face.
Off.
Oh, you can't do that to Elmo.
Just like that? Elmo's been working at Sesame Street for 32 years.
Elmo, the Trump administration is gutting all arts and education funding from the new congressional budget.
But Elmo's rent just went up!
Elmo, you're gonna land on your feet, don't worry.
But Elmo hasn't been unemployed since the 80s! What's going to happen to Elmo's insurance? Elmo has pre-existing conditions!
Well, government don't care. Well, you can. That's being gutted too.
Where is Elmo supposed to go?
Elmo's going to be homeless. Oh, my God.
Is she crying?
I think, yeah.
Doi, let's have a look at your eyes.
Oh, George.
She is. She can't make Elmo homeless.
Elmo's only real talent is being Elmo.
Being Elmo.
Take pictures with tourists in Times Square.
You can't do that. It's not safe.
I know it's not glamorous, Elmo.
It's not safe.
Is anyone Elmo can contact?
What, you mean Donald Trump?
Grump?
He doesn't know.
Sure,
are there other monsters fired too?
Okay, of course.
Cookie Monster?
It better be.
Curly Monster?
Yes, we let Curly and Cookie go this morning.
What about the kids?
YouTube.
You guys read Elmo a good reference?
I can give you a letter of recommendation.
Alright, well that's
F. That's a letter of recommendation.
We'll go bye-bye now.
Oh no.
The letter F.
One more thing.
Leave the puppet.
Leave the puppet? What do you
mean?
Did you see that? Did you see that? At the end, the puppet is ripped off and there's just a hand.
That's horrible.
We're annoyed, cause we're all unemployed. There's no joy when you got nothing to eat.
She's crying.
How the hell did we all get unemployed on Sesame Street? Unemployed on Sesame Street.
I swear to you. She's dabbing her eyes right now. It's Elmo.
She's crying.
I can't. Not with Elmo. Look at the face of it.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi. Do you want to be shot with George Ryland's laugh?
Yeah, you guys are amazing.
Okay, get ready. It's the George Ryland machine gun.
It's a machine gun for sure.
You're welcome.
But you're still alive. I better make sure. There we go. Let's do that to all our listeners.
We need to talk.
Yeah, okay.
We need to talk about Kathy Douglas.
Oh, right.
I'm slightly concerned.
Yeah.
I think she might need some kind of financial advice. She's making too much of the money and everything's going wrong because the cat appears to have its own iPad.
Oh no!
Prince Mikey's brand new iPad with his fish game.
Has she actually bought him a new iPad? That would not surprise me one little bit.
But it needs to turn into that meme with the cat who's got his own yurt and he watches his iPad in.
This is High FM. Let's play a little game.
Okay.
It's called Mystery Sound.
Amazing.
I'm going to play you a sound.
Yep.
And you tell me what it is.
I have the concept down.
Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. There you go.
Again?
You want that again? Okay.
Yeah. Is that me walking into a wall?
No.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Simpsons related?
No.
No.
It's me.
It's you?
Yeah. Do you remember that weird sound that I made yesterday?
Oh, yes!
That's it!
Amazing.
I've come to the age where I make weird sounds.
You do make a lot of sounds.
Do I?
So I walked in this morning and chatted away to the printer.
Hey, you got to get to know that printer. It's quite nice. In the morning, we
gonna do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning,
hi, FM. Oman.
George.
Robin.
There's a message here. It says, OMG, I would love to die by George Ryland's machine gun laughter.
I don't really know what to do with that. But we can make it happen.
Yeah, yeah, of course we can.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning. Morning. Morning. Morning.
Morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go.
Okay, you win, you win.
We always win.
You would love to die by George Ryland's machine gun laughter.
You bet that.
Okay, prepare yourself.
All right.
All right, prepare yourself. Open those arms.
I am opening my arms.
Here it comes, baby!
Oh, God, I'm dead.
You're dead. Bye.
Bye.
I woke up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
All right, George.
Yep.
All right. All right, Bells.
Hello, yes.
All right. Okay, Bells, should we do a joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Ask me knock knock.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Who? What?
Oh, man.
Oh, you flipped it on me then. Oh, you're
knock,
so
knock.
Funny.
That's good. Get up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up.
What's up? Is she all right?
No, I'm not.
What's up with George? George, has she got...
Swallow it, George.
Swallow it, George. Come on, George.
Otherwise, it'll come out your nose.
Come on, bring it out your nose. Oh, let me video this.
No.
Quick, video it. Quick, Bells, you get your camera up.
I'm filming.
Okay, I'll film it from another angle.
We've got two angles on this. We've no idea what's going on. Are you okay?
Why has she got a hat? Is she going to be sick into the hat?
Done!
Oh,
yes! Way. I don't need the hat! That was very close. That's your fault, Robin.
What happened?
You made me laugh.
Oh, sorry about that.
You've waited a lifetime. Now, the wait is over. Over. Available in an exclusive DVD box set collector's edition.
Collector's edition.
The 7, 8, and 9 o'clock hour of today's program, all on DVD and Blu-ray.
DVD and Blu-ray.
Yes, now you can add today's competition, today's laughs, and today's delightful commercials to your permanent DVD collection.
DVD box set.
You'll also get deleted scenes.
Deleted scenes.
Including the first two versions of this poorly conceived ad for a DVD box set.
DVD box set.
Don't wait. Order yours today.
Today.
Please be aware, music and all entertaining show content not included.
Not included.
Hi, FM.
Hi.
Robin Banks.
Welcome back, George Ryland.
Thank you very much. And I've got something a little different, actually. This is some archaeology chatter for you.
Archaeology chatter.
Have you heard about this?
No, I've not heard any archaeology chatter, even though I'm quite into my old stuff.
Well, you're on the wrong sites, frankly. There's been a new dig around one of the pyramids in Egypt.
Yeah.
And they found a mummy, but it looks really different, this one. It's covered in chocolate nuts. And they're thinking...
Whoa, rewind. This mummy is covered in chocolate and nuts.
Yeah.
But if it was old, there wouldn't be any chocolate and nuts.
Well, this is the whole mystery of the thing. So what they're going to do is look into it being the...
Oh, you're setting yourself up for a punchline. Come on. You ruined it. There was a part of me that actually was believing you, thinking, how could this be possible? But...
Ferrero Rocher!
There it is! The timing! She shoots, she scores! Welcome back, Ryland! 1, 2, 3,
ha! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I could be the one
to wake up with
Hiya Fam.
Actually, I'm not sure you will like it that much.
What is it?
Have you seen the tweet that's just come in?
No, I haven't.
Well, I think that's really sweet.
At High FM Radio, all across social media, actually, we are.
Yeah.
And is it about the day that I don't want to mention?
It is, yeah. But it's what you're called. I think that's so cute.
I just see it's not loading on my screen here.
Is it not?
Here it comes. No! No!
Yes!
Happy birthday at our _Banks, our favourite radio dad.
Hashtag super dad.
No!
Yes, because you, A, you're a dad, and B, your dad jokes.
No!
Yes.
79010959 are WhatsApp digits where you can send through everything, even audio.
Please.
No,
oh,
it is.
Yes.
It is.
So I sing along.
Me.
Happy birthday, dear Robin.
Happy birthday to you. Thank you. Thank you, 0072.
More, please, more.
More lessons.
That's so rude. Hi, Fem. It's Robin Banks.
Hi.
He's waving.
Hi, I am.
Now
actually.
He's waving. Because I made him wave.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm George Ryland.
She's not waving.
I'm not waving. Too lazy.
Yeah.
Just too lazy to lift the arm up.
Who cares? Really?
Are you a fan of international film at all?
Nah. Are they ones with subtitles?
Yes.
No, I'm not. I hate a subtitle movie.
You should probably try them, though, because these ones from Hong Kong are amazing.
What kind of subtitles? Are they English subtitles or what?
English, yeah.
All right, okay.
I'm not convinced they're exactly what the actors are saying in their native language. It would seem odd if they were.
All right.
We have, and this is one of my favourites, I am damn unsatisfied to be killed in this way.
Love it.
Another beauty is a normal person wouldn't steal pituitaries.
Hang on, can I stop you?
Yes.
You've got to do these in the accent.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that not horribly racist?
No, of course not.
Okay. Right, Hong Kong accent.
Okay.
I know what was. That's so bad. I just feel so wrong.
get up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM. Oman.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks. George Ryland's over there.
How are ya?
And Bella Tanner's here.
Hi.
All right, Bells. So, what would you think is the sexiest job for a man?
Boy band member.
I did not see that coming. NSYNC.
Boy band member.
Boy band member.
I don't know, because they're always like, people are doing their makeup and keeping their hair tidy.
So you like a young boy with makeup?
No, not a young boy.
Wow.
No.
Okay. Bip, you heard it here first.
How much makeup do you like on a man?
Yeah. In fact, forget this story. How much makeup do you like on a man?
I don't like any makeup on a man, but if it makes them pretty in photos, I don't see it as a problem. Oh. You know, like one of those eye roll things that like gets rid of your dark circles.
Mascara.
Not
that kind of stuff. I mean, you might as well go to town if you're going to put a bit on.
Either lots of ladies get really turned on by their tax refunds, or the world has become even stranger than we thought. This new survey had women rank the sexiest jobs for men.
Oh, God.
The number one answer, Accountant.
I've met accountants. Whoa. That is incorrect.
It got 21% of the vote, right? Here are the 9 sexiest jobs for men. Accountant, CEO.
Yeah, I can
get that. Yeah. Okay.
Doctor, lawyer, construction worker, firefighter, IT worker.
This isn't by looks. This isn't the most attractive. This is how much they're earning.
This is job. This is sexist job for men. Gardener and police officer.
Well, that's by uniform.
Maybe people listening right now, ladies, if I started talking about withholding tax and the email circulation that went round about withholding tax. Oh, yeah, withholding tax. 10%. Yeah, 10%.
Just start throwing percentages around.
You know what I mean, don't you, ladies? Oh, yeah, you do.
Robin Banks.
Don't you get it?
He's messing with our heads.
Oldest trick in the book.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Robin?
Yeah, and George is over there as well.
Hello.
Right, hi, this is Sunil, yeah?
Hey, Sunil.
Yeah, Sunil from Classic Cars.
Oh, I know who this dude is.
Yeah.
This is the dude who sold me my car.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's calling up because he wants some free publicity, but he's already mentioned where he works.
Did you get some money off your car?
Of course I didn't.
Hang up then.
Yeah. Right, Sunil, what exactly are you calling for?
I just have to say good morning. It's a brilliant, nice morning. I just have to say hello. That's it.
Couldn't think of anything, no.
Yeah, he doesn't want to mention where he works now.
Well, I work
for
Classic Cars.
What?
That's it. We are into car business.
Sorry, where? Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
Classic
Cars. Gonna have to talk up, mate.
Just.
It's Classic
Cars. Sunil, amazing talking to you, mate.
Thank you so much, man. Classic
Cars. Oh, God, bad.
It's terrible, yeah. Isn't it?
Sunil, I'm glad you got your plug. You must have mentioned your place at least 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, absolutely. We have shifted our showroom.
Oh, that's good. All right, see you later, dude.
See you, Ben. Thank you. So
bye.
Much. Yes, man. Bye-bye.
Let's take another one. Hello, Hi FM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To you. Good morning. Yeah.
I felt a bit guilty because George was going on and on about the Interchange 13 every day.
Oh, here he goes.
All right, so now I'm going on and on, but before you phone to complain about me not doing it, make up your mind, dude. It's boring.
No, you guys, you have a problem. You don't listen, radio people.
Sorry, what?
Who is this guy?
I know, I zoned out.
Yeah, me too.
So, anyway.
Oh, seriously, my throat, and I feel so ill today. And just,
okay, do you know what? You've got worse as well after I said you were better today.
I'm just going to tell you something.
Go on then.
I was driving down to the field and I was listening to you guys.
When boring!
You're not. But just wait for
it. Boring!
Okay, well, then I'm not saying anything then. Alright, have a good day. Alright, bye.
Yeah! Oh, I would hate us
so much.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
On High FM.
79010959 are WhatsApp digits where you can send through traffic, messages, say hello, whatever you want. Also, audio.
George, I miss you. Don't leave us with a lunatic again.
That's me. I think he's talking about. It's a nice little message for you.
I have to sit in a padded room with him every morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
Banks here. Ryland's over there.
Morning.
Morning. She's back.
She's
back. I know.
That's Tanner there.
Hi.
Hello.
Bells. When it comes to Disney movies, the villains always get the best songs. But what are the best of the best in Disney movies?
My brain is Blaine. My brain has instantly gone blank.
Mashable.com has done all the work for you, George.
Thanks, and Mashable.com.
They've got a list of the best Disney villain songs.
And they prepared that just for me because I came back.
Especially
that's so
for you.
Sweet.
Yeah. They're like, George is back. What can we do? I don't know. Best Disney villain songs. It should have been higher. From 101 Dalmatians, Roger and Cruella de Vil. Cruella de Vil. You're looking at me blankly.
I know what Cruella de Vil is, but I haven't watched any of these.
Number 5, I'll just skip to the top 5. Mother Gothel, Entangled, Mother Knows Best.
No.
Number 4, Pocahontas savages.
Do you know what? When I was a toddler, my dad used to love reading me Pocahontas, but I could not tell you what it's about.
These are movies.
Oh.
It wasn't that about 3 years ago. How old are you, Bella?
Number three is this one.
No one.
Yeah.
Spin like Gaston.
No one's got us. You know this?
No.
What is it?
It's from Beauty and the Beast. Yes,
I'm in. Never seen that.
I thought I'd seen it.
It's Gaston. Oh, a guy like Gaston.
Are you tricking us? Is this the new one?
Why would I trick you?
I don't know.
I've got no reason to trick you. It's Gaston by Gaston. Number two is this one.
And I fortunately knew a little magic.
It's not the child catcher, is it?
No.
Oh. I thought it was that. Lately, please
don't laugh. Little Mermaid.
No, never seen that.
Poor Unfortunate Souls, sung by Ursula.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were calling us poor unfortunate souls for not seeing any of these films.
The problem we've got here is Bella's loads younger and I don't have kids.
Yeah. These to me are like, yeah, all right. And number one. You've got to know this.
Is this Lion King?
Yes, it is!
But I still haven't seen that.
How do you know, then?
Oh, what's your man's name? Scar.
Scar? Yeah, well done.
Oh, come on! The Lion King!
And it's called... Scout's motto?
I can't wait to be king. Is that the song?
No, that's wrong.
It's called... Always be prepared.
Be prepared!
Yes!
What page have you got on your screen there? Are you Googling this? She is.
No, I wasn't. Look, it's the traffic.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Hi, FM.